On today's ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show, capturing for the live stream, moving props, the best worship software, and speed for live streaming. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of the ChurchTechCast.com Q&A show. This is the show where every week I answer your church tech questions. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your question, so just do that below the video. If you're listening to the audio, no problem. You can hit me up by dropping me a line, paul@trinitydigitalmedia.com. Or go to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. There you'll find all my contact information, and you can just leave your question there or with the post for this particular show. James Newman on trinitydigitalmedia.com asks, "Hey Paul, I'm a typical rookie looking to get set up to live stream our church services on our website. I'm wanting to just start small for now. We have been recording audio on a Zoom H4n digital recorder. I have installed Flash Media Encoder on my MacBook. I'd like to use the audio in my live stream from the Zoom H4n and the video from the DSLR camera. I have a Canon SX30IS camera, and I'm not sure if I need a capture card. I tried to plug in a USB plug from my Zoom H4n and a USB from my Canon SX30IS, but the Flash Media Encoder only recognized the H4n audio, but not my camera. Do I need a capture card? If so, which one do you recommend? Any other suggestions or corrections to what I've done would be much appreciated. Thanks for your time." Okay, so here's a few things. First off, I'm not super familiar with that particular Canon, but the one that I'm recording on right now actually is a Canon T3i. And the downside with that is the HDMI output does not output full 1080p video. So I've tried all kinds of stuff to get around this, but it's a bit of a problem. And I'm concerned that that's what you're going to run into with your camera. So first off, you have to have the appropriate capture software to do it over USB, but with high definition, it may or may not work. So if you have full 1080p out or full 720p out, whichever you need in your situation, if you've got a 2011 or later MacBook Pro, chances are you've got the Thunderbolt port and you can use the Blackmagic design mini recorder as a capture card. It's a fairly inexpensive piece, I think $150, something like that. So that would work if, as I say, the camera works. So that's what I would do to start out with. I think you're on the right track. Getting audio from the H4n is going to be better quality audio than coming through your camera, because your camera is the preamps tend not to be as good. So keep that in mind. The Canon Vixia line does put out full resolution video, so that might be a way to go if yours won't work. John Nigron on YouTube asks, "ProPresenter 6, how to move prop images behind lyric slides?" Yeah, you can't. You just can't. ProPresenter 6 does not allow you to take something from an upper level, like, say, the prop, and move that down to a lower level. Now, you can fake it, which might do what you want it to do. So, in that case, you could clear the prop at the exact same time that you put the prop where you want it to be. So, it's not actually a prop in that case. It's actually a layer on top of the slide and with element transitions, this might actually work for you. Now, in talking to you, what you're doing is you're making some motion backgrounds live and stuff. So that would work. You could do it ahead of time in your video editor as well. And that would work as well. But moving things from one layer to another in ProPresenter just doesn't work. It's not designed to do that. Props are supposed to be where they are, and that's where they stay. I say you can fake it, but that's about it. So, hope that helps. Next, Kibclat Agui, I'm sure I've said that wrong, please forgive me, on YouTube, asks, which is the best worship software? Well, it depends on your criteria. In my opinion, the best across the board is ProPresenter on a Macintosh. But you might not have money for both of those things, so let's talk about some of the other alternatives. I tried out Proclaim and found it to be very capable. And that's cross-platform, so maybe that'll work. It's less money per, like ProPresenter, you buy it once and you're done. Proclaim is a monthly charge, so that tends to be less expensive. But if you're going to buy ProPresenter once and then not update it for 4 or 5 years, it would be actually less expensive to do ProPresenter. So keep that in mind. I think the user interface on both are about 6 of 1, half dozen of the other. I like ProPresenter just a hair better, but it might be because I've used it a lot longer. Now, there's also Easy Worship and Media Shout. Those are both top-tier programs. I don't... Media Shout, I don't like the user interface. Some people love it, so it might just be personal preference. And Easy Worship, there was some stuff where they took a whole long time to deliver some features that they said they were going to deliver. So I've used all of them, and I've used ProPresenter the longest, and the reason for it is because, in my estimation, it's the best. So I say it depends on what you need. If it's a money thing, there are some free and open source worship software packages like OpenLP, OpenSong. Take a look at those. They might get you by, but they're not going to have the high-end features like a stage display or text over video that's as reliable as some of the paid-for products. And remember, Jesus and the Apostle Paul both said that the worker is worth his wages, so don't skimp out on this. You know, someone worked really hard to create something wonderful for the kingdom, so they deserve to be paid. Okay, finally, the Black Energy LT on YouTube, in response to my video on live streaming speed, asks, first he gives me a link to a speed test showing he has 28.11 megabits per second upload. This is very important for his question. Is that enough? That's his question. The answer is, oh yeah, that's enough. You can get by with 1 to 2 megabits per second for SD, probably 3 to 4 for 720p. Probably you could get by with 8 to 10, 1080p fairly well. So the fact that you've got 28 megabits per second, I think you're going to be golden. Now, there could be other factors at play that speed test didn't reveal. So it could be that you have other things that are going to be a bottleneck for you. It could be that you've got a lot of latency. It could be that your hardware for encoding isn't up to snuff. But speed-wise only, just talking about the speed, that's more than enough for what you need. You might even be able to go all the way to 4K. Remains to be seen. We're still in the early stages of that. Well, I hope that helped you. I hope that was one of your questions or something that you've kind of wondered about and didn't bother to ask. Either way, Perfectly cool. Hoping maybe I gave you a little tidbit of information here or there that might help. If you like this information, you'd probably like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, GIFTS, and there you can pick up a free church tech gift along with a free subscription to my email newsletter, where I'll give you more tips and tricks and news about what's happening here at trinitydigitalmedia.com. You'll also like my store, where I've created stuff with you in mind to help you be more effective and save a lot of time. And the prices are pretty great, comparable to what you'll see across the board, even in the secular world. And so go ahead and check that out, trinitydigitalmedia.com/store. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com. Go out and change eternity.